Track 9 and more news stories. Devon's dental van plan is halted. An idea to bring a mobile dental van to Devon to help tackle the country's significant dental crisis has been parked. Health leaders thought a dental van could be useful in reaching communities with poor provision as well as more isolated communities. At a health and wellbeing board meeting in April last year, the time frame for the arrival of the dental van was being worked on, with the board expected to be given an update as progress emerged. However, in response to questions from the local democracy reporting service, the county's health service stated a van was not among its immediate priorities. The reversal in stance comes as Cornwall has just welcomed their dental vans. The Smile Together initiative is seeing mobile dental vans deployed to supermarket car parks in Cornwall, with a specific focus on veterans, the fishing community and school children who have waited significant lengths of time for appointments. The NHS Chief Dental Officer told the BBC that the vans, which were funded by the local Integrated Care Board, were one element of a jigsaw puzzle that we're trying to fix.
Planning consent sought as community centre seeks refurbishment. A community centre in a rural Teignbridge village is seeking listed building consent, or LBC, as it looks to put the wheels of a vital refurbishment project in motion. Validated by Teignbridge District Council on August the 27th, the application hopes to obtain LBC for refurbishment and maintenance work to the Grade 2 listed Bishop Stainton Community Centre and Museum. The application and the approval thereof is crucial for the Bishop Stainton Community Centre and Heritage Museum regeneration project to get underway. The project involves refurbishing two rooms, creating a storage area, repairing and, where necessary, replacing windows, installing secondary glazing and draft proofing throughout, furnishing and fitting out a museum room with display units and audiovisual equipment, and much more besides. Without listed building consent and funding for these necessary works, the community centre will continue to deteriorate and eventually become unfit for its most important use and contribution to the fabric of the village and parish. Having served the community as its school since 1719, buildings on the site off Shute Hill were saved from being turned into flats by a parish council-backed public campaign in 1981. It has served as the village community centre ever since, with a footfall of close to 8,000 people a year. At present, it's occupied by Bishop Stainton Heritage and Bishop Stainton Parish Council, the latter having met at the centre since its inception in 1894. In addition, 17 clubs and organisations regularly use the space, with it also being used on an ad hoc basis for parties, wakes, talks, exhibitions and more. The deadline for a decision is October the 22nd.
Football clubs to push prostate test message. A Kingstainton man who was diagnosed with prostate cancer last year has teamed up with the Devon County FA and football clubs across Devon and beyond to encourage men over 50 to get tested for the condition. Jason Yeo, 53, went for a general health check with his wife last April. Although he had no symptoms, he decided to pay extra for the prostate-specific antigen test, PSA. He was stunned when it came back positive. Thankfully, the cancer was caught early and Jason underwent a new, less invasive treatment called high-intensity focused ultrasound in March this year. Initially, Jason shared the news with just a few close friends and encouraged them to get tested. He was shocked when two of his friends were denied PSA testing by their GP, despite meeting the NHS guidelines of being over 50 years of age. Jason decided to open up about his diagnosis and treatment and launch a campaign to encourage more men to get tested. "We have to get more people tested. We have to raise the awareness for the need for all males of an age to be tested for prostate cancer," Jason said. "Early diagnosis is absolutely key to a positive outcome. A testing programme can reduce deaths by a huge percentage, so it's all about pushing people to get tested, while fighting for the government to run a national screening programme. 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer. One will die every 45 minutes from the disease. Jason began by putting posters up in a local supermarket, pubs and workplaces, but realised that they were frequently overlooked. So starting with football sides where his son had played, he approached local clubs to ask if they would erect a pitch-side advertisement board. Stoke Gabriel, Buckland Athletic and Nipplepen Athletic were the first to agree. Lots of spectators at football matches are in their over 50s bracket, and lots of the club chairs and committee members will know someone who's been affected by prostate cancer, Jason pointed out. The campaign quickly gathered pace within the football community, and with the help of charity Prost 8, more than 70 pitch-side advertising boards are now in place across England, with more clubs keen to sign up. Last week, the Devon County FA announced that it had joined the campaign with a board at its Coach Road headquarters in Newton Abbot. Jason also intends to extend the campaign to other sports such as cricket and rugby. "We're making a difference," Jason remarked, "but we need this campaign everywhere, and I will keep going until testing is rolled out across the UK and all over 50s are tested as standard."
Food businesses shortlisted for awards. Food and drink businesses from Teignbridge have made it onto the shortlist for this year's Food Drink Devon Awards. Winners of this year's awards will be announced in October, but the organisation has unveiled the shortlist of finalists. Making it to the last stages in the product category are handmade luxury chocolate makers Melting Whisk from Dawlish, coffee makers Voyager Coffee from Buckfast Lee. Bobby Trace's The Cheese Shed is also shortlisted in the retail category, whose entries range from top-end delicatessens to village stores. Shortlisted in the restaurant and pub categories is the Gidley Park at Chagford, while in the finalists for the Best Training School Award, Chudley's Ground Up Cookery School makes the list. This year's Sustainability Pioneer Award shines a light on businesses going that extra mile in their endeavours to be environmentally friendly. And among the finalists in this category is Dartmoor Estate Tea at Ashburton. Since entries closed in April, a panel of respected judges and industry experts has carefully judged an impressive number of submissions, sampling more than 350 products and visiting 115 hospitality venues. Now in its 14th year, these highly regarded awards continue to shine a spotlight on the county's exceptional food and drink sector.